to. Hold on. All right.
Okay. I had blunt trauma to my titty. I had two times of blunt trauma to my titty.
What happened with the blunt trauma? What was blunt trauma?
One time I was riding my bike, and I was in my cute little spandex outfit because I was young and you could do that. And I was in my cute little spandex outfit, and I was riding my bike that David got me in Kennesaw. And somebody honked at me at the same time I was trying to go over a curve. And I...
You ate the handlebar.
I ate the fucking curb and the handlebar came
up. And you're... How old are you?
23.
She's a fucking hippie. Anyway,
you were 12? How did that affect your titties? You were 23.
When she started talking about Dave, I was like,
So I bit it because he honked the horn and I couldn't take the curb at the same time. It's like a bump. You know, you had to jump the curb. Anyhow, the blunt trauma to the titty. And then the other time that it happened, and I woke up one morning.
Well, what happened then? What, did you get a lump from the blunt trauma of the first titty?
Maybe, but I was 23, but I didn't pay attention. I just knew it hurt really bad and it was swollen.
Yeah, you can bruise your tit. Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping you've done is bruise your tit. Well, so then the next time.
But there's no bruise.
Well, there wasn't an outside bruise on me either. Uh-huh. It was all internal. So the next time, I went to the doctor when Mia was born. So I was maybe 27. And I go in because I had found a lump. And it was right where you're saying. I was like, oh my God, I found a lump. It's this lump.
You're going to die.
I'm going to die. So I go in and I get the whole mammogram thing. And they smash the tits and everything. And they come
grab your tit again. Just do it.
And they come in and they say, Ms. Shackelford, we think that maybe...
You had some trauma to your titty.
It's a bruise.
You fucked your titty up, girl.
Have you done anything that could have caused... You're going to love this. Have you done anything that could have caused trauma to your breasts?
Did you fuck the shit out of anybody in the past week?
Well, so I'm sitting there and I'm laying on the table and my boobs are hanging out. And I'm like, I'm thinking, I cannot think of anything that has happened... I did get a truckload of mulch delivered.
And dumped on your titties.
Delivered to my house. And I do remember that I had the pitchfork and I was shoveling the mulch into the wagon, the wheelbarrow to take it back. And I remember that the pitchfork came back and nailed me in the chest.
Yeah. Oh, that would never... cause any trauma to your
titties.
That's
what I'm thinking. Maybe have you
Did you have any pitchforks nail you in the titties in your time?
No.
See? You had to think. Maybe you've had blood
I
trauma.
Did shoot a 12 gauge.
Oh!
I did shoot a 12
when?
Gauge.
When?
Sunday.
Oh! Yes! Let me
blood
see.
Blood trauma to your titties.
But it's not where I put the stock.
Oh.
But you don't know, it might have fired back and hit you anyhow.
Well, I mean, 12 gauges hit.
It might have kicked back and you might have caused. We're going with, right now, that is as good of a scenario as anything.
Yes.
It would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like
especially your boobs right now in the state that they're in. They're new boobies.
Maybe your elbow came back, maybe your arm came back.
New tissue boobies.
Well, I know how to shoot. Gun, but
whatever.
But they still do kick, but you know, I put a you know, the stock is like right in here.
But maybe something you maybe your hand hit it.
I don't
but
know.
Anyhow, mine was blunt trauma from a pitchfork.
And a bicycle. And on that
note, a bicycle.
Oh
Carrie.
Also,
this is why I'm friends with you.
Can I please bitch about
because it's amazing.
Can I please bitch about for a second?